ELUE.com today.
Mystery solved. You're going to love this. Since I hail from Philadelphia, an early draft of the Constitution was actually found in Philly. How cool is that? Oh, what would the Founding Fathers do if they could only see us today and what's happening in politics, right? Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. You can chime in, throw in your two cents, whatever you want to call it. When we get to the meat of it, and boy, there's a lot to jump on. How about this? We're talking about health care or insurance reform, because that's really what it is. The Canadian premier is coming to the United States for surgery. I wonder why. Did they not have a bed for him in Canada? Was the surgery just not as good? I'll let you know what the skinny is on that one. The Academy Award announced its nominations earlier in the day. There are a lot of pictures that are up for the coveted Best Picture Award, the usual fare that's been talked about, Avatar, Hurt Locker, etc., are on the list. Then there's some strange flicks that made the list as well. We will get to it. The Olympics is coming up around the corner. Over, I want to say it's like 216 Americans will compete. What's really crazy is what a mess it's been in Vancouver. Do you realize that the snow there is not so great? It's melting all over the place. So they've had to truck in snow and dump it on the melting mountains. Wow. I don't know how many people in the military will actually warm to don't ask, don't tell going away. I think it's a facade that's going to crack a little bit. Forget about whether or not gay people should just, okay, I'm gay, I'm in the military, I don't care what you think about it. You have to think about the military and how separate and what a different entity and a different way of life it is. And the Secretary of Defense is well aware of that. That's why he's saying, whoa, 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 with don't ask, don't tell. Okay, fine. But we have to have some systems in place. We've got to figure out where we're going with this. We've got to talk about cohabitating. We've got to talk about all kinds of things related to it. He was, in fact, on the Hill discussing that very thing, and here's what he had to say.
I have appointed a high-level working group within the department that will immediately begin a review of the issues associated with properly implementing a repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. The mandate of this working group is to thoroughly, objectively, and methodically examine all aspects of this question and produce its finding and recommendations in the form of an implementation plan by the end of this calendar year. A guiding principle of our efforts will be to minimize disruption and polarization within the ranks, with special attention paid to those serving on the front lines. I am confident this can be achieved. The working group will examine a number of lines of study, all of which will proceed simultaneously. First, the working group will reach out to the force to authoritatively understand their views and attitudes about the impact of repeal. I expect that the same sharp divisions that characterize the debate over these issues outside of the military will quickly seek to find their way into this process, particularly as it pertains to what are the true views and attitudes of our troops and their families. I am determined to carry out this process in a way that establishes objective and reliable information on this question with minimal influence by the policy or political debate.
Okay, so President Obama, as we know, called for the repeal of the whole policy, and he didn't do much in the first year to do anything about it. So if he does succeed in this, it would be probably the biggest shakeup, as it's being described in military circles anyway, of military personnel policy since you go back to Harry Truman in 1948 and the executive order integrating the services. Now, the Joint Chiefs Chairman, Admiral Mike Mullen, who was also on the Hill testifying, he said he cannot escape being troubled by the fact that we have in place policy which forces young men and women to lie about who they are in order to defend their fellow citizens. He said that he was speaking for himself and not for the other service chiefs, And he said it comes down to integrity, theirs as individuals, ours as an institution. So he hit it hard. Congress, I'll rehash this for you, enacted that during the Clinton years, remember? They enacted the law that of the don't ask policy, and the idea was it was supposed to soften the just prohibition, basically, forbidding gays in the military. So don't ask said that gays could serve so long as they kept their sexuality private. Gay rights organizations were furious, said it was an insult and discrimination. But what you have to think about in this case, especially for people in the military, and I wonder about it, I think a lot of guys, and I'm going to say guys, a lot of guys would say, well, okay, well, whatever, it's okay. But it's the implementation of it. So I think Gates is right to caution that, that it's in loosening this enforcement, you have to put a couple of things in effect because there's going to be divisions. Not everybody's going to say, woohoo, absolutely, I'm on board. There'll be plenty of guys that and women that'll say, okay, that's cool, I don't care what somebody is. I don't care if they're green, purple, yellow, as long as they can shoot well, they got my back, we're in the foxhole, whatever. But it's just not that simple. It sounds simple, but in implementing it, it's not simple. What's interesting is the Arizona Senator, John McCain, who's the top Republican on this committee, as we know, says that he told Gates he was disappointed in his position. And he got really nasty, kind of got in his grill, suggesting that the Pentagon was usurping Congress's job in rewriting the law if they choose to do so. And he said, you know, has the policy been ideal? And he said, no, it hasn't, but it was effective. That's the interesting thing. How effective, because you didn't hear much about this, how effective was don't ask, don't tell? How effective was it by this study of repealing this ban, the study that they did? How effective will it be in the implementation? You have to look at, now we're in the middle of Iraq, Afghanistan, of course pulling out of Iraq, but still some people are there, Afghanistan, the continuing threat of terrorism. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It'll have to be slipped into probably a military policy bill, I would imagine, that talks about defense spending. That's what would have to happen in creating these committees and the hours and the things that would have to be put into it. And I don't know, the impact. What will the impact be on the forces? That's the thing. The rank and file troops, will they support the change or not? Senator Jeff Sessions, a Republican from Alabama, said, you know, I've served with homosexuals since 1968, and there are a large number of things cumulatively that get me to the position of where are we going with this. He suggested that Mullen preordained the outcome of any study of the wisdom of repeal by signaling his own opposition to the ban, and said that was a mistake, that they should wait until they actually went through. Mm-mm-mm. So I think it's not going to be easier said than done. And we've talked about it. We've had lots of military people on who have called to react to it as well. All right, we'll take a few, 800-259-5791, or the snail mail way, americatonight.net.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Score in our third hour. It's the Super Bowl, of course. You have a lot of time to think about this one, huh? The Colts or the Saints? Who do you like? Let's hope it's not raining, although both Matt and I expressed, I'm sure we're in the minority, the fact that we would enjoy, and we were serious, we would enjoy to see a muddy game. I have a friend who's at the Super Bowl, and I wrote her a note and said, hey, she works for Fox, how's it going? Well, I've heard you had some rain. She writes in giant letters, rain! And there was a flood in front of our hotel at South Beach. And she writes in giant letters, I hate Florida. I like Florida. Hey, so they got some rain. It was just bad timing, right? It was inconvenient. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Mark in upstate New York. He has the floor. Hello, Mark.
How are you, kiddo?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. You know, nobody ever asks, but I don't mind telling people. I actually love to tell people, but I think about 6 years ago now, I developed ED from my heart condition,
mm-hmm.
and it was a blessing. I believe it was divine providence. I can't take Viagra because I'd probably die if I had it, and it was actually a blessing for me because I was able to find true love in everybody, and I preach to kids and young girls, and I have to tell them that 2 minutes of pleasure give you a lifetime of pain. And if I was out there acting like a fornicated idiot, I couldn't talk to them because I'd be a hypocrite. So to me, it was a blessing. But I don't have a parade or anything, Kate.
A parade?
Ain't nobody backing me up. You know what I mean? Hey, you know, I could laugh at Barney Frank. He's no threat to me. But... oh, my God. Yeah, Kate, you know, it's fine with me. It was a blessing, you know, like I say, a blind relationship. But, and that's me, and that's fine. I know there's a lot of men out there who have the same problem, but, hey, it's fine. You know, I accepted it quick, real quick. And, but real quick, The Second Amendment argument, I kind of like that because you're actually going to see true corporocracy at that point. If you don't like the corporation that's given the money to the politician, don't buy their product.
Right.
Don't buy their stuff and their garbage. And as far as this trial goes, we spoke about this a few months ago. It's illegal in New York. I was just trying to look it up under the civil practice law, but I could send that to you. It's illegal. And the problem I have, even if they try him somewhere in the world, welcome America, you lost your sovereignty because posse comitatus is out the window. They will define what a domestic enemy is, and any one of us can get tried anywhere in the world. That's the other side of this argument.
That's true. That's true. That is the other side of the argument.
Everybody's
yeah.
laughing about it like, oh, it's no big deal. No, yes, it is. I've called talk shows. They blew me off.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked it up. They won't define domestic enemy. And if it's still the American Indian, like Hamilton said, he wrote no notes about it in the back of the Federalist Papers. But if it is, by virtue of that oath, by a domestic enemy, if it is the Indian still, then America is still far invader and occupiers of where we are here. Get it out of the oath. But be careful, because one thing I learned about the law, and it's just a hobby, some things are not defined. The problem is, Kate, when they do define it, they guise it through something else.
That's right. And also, as you know, if you ever went to trial, it's lawyers looking at precedents in law, and
exactly.
in those gray areas, they can beat you to the ground.
Exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, you never know. We never know what we're going to get when we talk to you, Mark.
Oh, no, honey. Hey,
Why don't we start with ED and then we went all the way down the line?
Well, because I don't want to waste no time. I like it simple. I'm just a demented idiot. And, Mark, I wish I had 10 years, and he is so passionate. He is so, oh, my God, Kate, if I was 10, 15 years younger, man. But, hey, either a renaissance or a revolution's coming. It's okay. Okay.
I'm hoping for a renaissance, maybe.
Me too, yeah.
Is that okay? I'm going to throw that out there. Hey, thanks, Mark. All right. You know, Matt, it's true. He's like a box of chocolates. You don't know what you're going to get. When you don't know when you bite in. I hate that about chocolates at Christmas, but it's also the cool part. You just don't know what you're going to get when you pick one up, right? We're never sure what direction we're going in. There was something I picked up, and I meant to bring this up earlier, so I'm bringing it up now. Something I read in the Times about senators being warned of a terrorist attack on the U.S. by July. Some of the top intelligence people were talking on Tuesday that Al-Qaeda and its affiliates had made it a big-time priority to announce that they were going to do this large-scale attack on American soil within the next 6 months. Well, I mean, they're always announcing it, doesn't it seem, through Al Jazeera? So Dennis Blair, the director of National Intelligence, was a little bit, as the Times describe it, much starker than his view last year when he emphasized the progress in the campaign to debilitate Al-Qaeda and also said that the global economic meltdown, rather than the prospect of a major terrorist attack, was the primary near-term security concern of the U.S. So what does that mean? The global economic meltdown. Think about it. What I think, and I've thought now for the past 2 years, is the next place where something could happen big. Forget the whole airliner approach. I mean, yeah, we had the December 25th thing and the attempt to blow up the plane as it was coming into Detroit, which was huge. But I think cyber attacks, something there, and Blair is concerned about that, and he's right. There is a growing threat of a crippling attack on telecommunications and computer networks. You've got people who realize when they go down what it can do, whether it's a grid. Think of everything that's hooked into some kind of computer system. I mean, we definitely are threatened with how fragile our information infrastructure is. We've already seen it. We've already been hacked into in all kinds of agencies. I mean, malicious cyber activity is happening off the charts, off the scale, and Blair told that to the committee. And I wonder how much this is really sinking in, because the focus so much on December 25th and the plane and the would-be Christmas Day bomber, but the emphasis on these threats on what's happening with intelligence, that could be completely devastating. Some of these coordinated attacks, and they've already seen it. They've already seen what could happen. In fact, there's a sort of a nickname for it. They call it a Cyber Pearl Harbor. So you could go through the Google servers. Remember that? Remember the cyber attack with the servers from inside China? I mean, that's a pretty big wake-up call. You had lots of information that is stolen from government. Constantly we're hearing that. Whether it's the poor veterans, somebody, the computer, they took it, and they've got your Social Security number and some other things, or whether it's a little bit more serious. And then also the private sector, that's happened a lot. I mean, how many of you have gotten letters in the mail about your information might be compromised? I got a letter from my alma mater, from Ohio University, saying that their computer was hacked into. Great. If they want to look at my grades, they can look at my grades. I don't have any problem with it. But the Social Security number is the thing. So if anything, besides the usual worry over what's happening with the TSA, what's happening at the airports, man, the CIA, the FBI, they got to be, Homeland Security, they got to be on top of what could possibly blow up on the grid. And, it seems like what they want to do whenever this is brought up, it's more about, and I said this right at the top, it's more about what's going on with the Abdullah Mutallab, the December 25th bomber. And I think this is a huge discussion about the Miranda rights and, you know, could he protect himself against self-incrimination? But man, they definitely cannot drop the ball on the possibility of being hacked into, because if I were the security director, that would be one of my top priorities. It's obvious how it's just there on the platter for the taking, since we've had government agencies already compromised. What could somebody do with the information? They could do a lot of damage. Well, even the TSA, whoops, one of their lists was accidentally released, talking about how they separate passengers, how they look at people when they come through as they're getting wanded or not getting wanded. So it's even happened there. All right, coming up on the flip side, boy, it seems like we have hardly scratched the surface, doesn't it? We're going to do, coming up later, we're going to do We Can Count. But coming up next, we'll talk about some other things making news, including the weather. Stay with us.
If you like vitamins, say, I like vitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 is a multivitamin and mineral formula that supports vision, enhances immunity, reduces stress, helps your heart, memory and mood, energy, digestion, bones and joints, and has super antioxidant age-defying nutrients. All that and saves money too. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. 10-in-1, the world's greatest liquid vitamin and mineral supplement. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If AutoShip be, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
Walks further down the street to the creek pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway to pull this rip to the side of the beat.
Bummer for everybody who hates winter. That furry little creature called the groundhog with a famous name, Punxsutawney Phil. He's like 1,000 years old. Thousands gathered on Gobbler's Knob. Don't you love that name? Gobbler's Knob. And they've been doing it since 1887. Yeah. This is what's interesting, the information on this. Phil has seen his shadow 98 times, just 98 times since 1887. Hasn't seen it 15 times. There are no records for 9 years, bummer, so we don't know. But he saw his shadow. That means more winter weather ahead, because Phil's weather predicting stems from a German tradition. And we think this tradition is a good one, that says if a hibernating animal casts a shadow February 2nd, the Christian holiday of Candlemas winter will last another 6 weeks. Spring would come early if there was no shadow, but we didn't have that happen. Yeah. So a lot of people got snow. In Dallas, Texas, where our mini studio is for the GCN network, which is where I'm located, it was a rather cold day. It felt like a kind of a sunny but wintry day. How about in Minneapolis, Chief? What was it like, Matt Johnson?
A little bit of snow, but it cleared up, and now it's like 20. Well, it was 20 earlier. I think it's cooled down now, probably about 15 degrees.
See, in Minnesota, you probably don't pay attention to Punxsutawney Phil because you have at least 6 weeks of winter weather anyway.
Yeah, I don't pay attention at all.
Of course not, because you're going to get it.
It snowed here in April before. I think it's even snowed in May one time. So it doesn't really matter. As soon as the weather gets above 50 degrees, you'll see shorts out on anybody, though.
And I love that, because in other places, they're sissies. They'd be freezing.
That's when they get their winter coats out.
That's right. They'd get their winter coats out and say they cannot stand, you know, they're freezing. Can't stand it. All right, I wanted to tell you about this Canadian premier. I mentioned that he was going to have his heart surgery in the U.S. And the premier is the Newfoundland premier, Danny Williams. He's going to have heart surgery later in the week. They did confirm it. They're not revealing the location of the operation. That doesn't help much, or how it would be paid for, you know, like that. But he is going to a renowned expert in the field, and he needs to have it done and wants the best person to go to. And in the consultation with his own doctors, he decided this was where he had to go. But a few eyebrows have been raised because he's leaving Canada, his home country, for surgery. So he's shunning Canada's healthcare system. Or he would just, there's got to be some great doctors somewhere in Canada. And he's decided he's not going to do it there. He feels better about going to the U.S. How about that? Williams is 59 years old. Now, he said that once he's through with the procedure and he's well enough, he's going to talk about the whole process and share all the details, all the nitty-gritty. But he's getting a lot of criticism for having the surgery in the U.S. And to me, it just proves the point about the healthcare systems. If Canada had one of the best healthcare systems in the world, while the U.S. system is crap, why is he sacrificing his health, you could say, especially in a heart procedure, by flying down to the U.S.? Yeah, because if he's there in that wonderful system, wouldn't he take advantage of it? Uh-huh. So, something to think about. Yeah. Best healthcare system. Right? So we're reforming the U.S. healthcare system by all kinds of things, deciding how many women should have the breast cancer test, the mammographies, and why, because, you know, we could save a few bucks probably there. There's a lot of things wrong with this whole, what's being proposed. And also, who's going to pay? The taxpayer's going to pay. The middle class is going to pay in the end. But it just goes to show, do you really want a nationalized healthcare system? Because I think this is a glaring example of what you would get. We have a better system. We have better doctors. We don't have as much of a wait time. We have things that are screwed up, and it's mostly in the insurance end. The insurance with the malpractice, which is ridiculous with some of the doctors, and then the competition for the insurance, lower it to a super, super affordable rate. How about that? That makes the most sense to me. I don't want to get into the whole healthcare reform debate. I want to be depressed for the rest of this show because we have talked about it a ton. Nothing is happening right now. It's in a log jam anyway, so nothing is changing tomorrow. Whatever you have going on in your life, that's what you have going on in your life as far as the premiums are concerned. Right now, it's not rising because there has been no agreement on anything at this point. However, the budget that we talked about in our previous show is directly tied to some of what would happen with this health insurance reform, which is pretty interesting. Since it hasn't passed, it's not on the block yet for sure, and there's just more conversation, if anything. It's just all about the conversation. Nothing has come to a vote at this point. So I found that one of the more fascinating stories. Okay, this is Mystery Revealed, as I called it earlier. I just think it's kind of cool. And I think Drudge Report or Philly.com, somewhere I was reading today, had it. And there's this researcher who, of course, is intrigued by the whole document of the Constitution and the document style. And on the back of a draft of the U.S. Constitution was a truncated version of the same document, starting with the familiar words, "We the People." This is what's interesting. They had been scribbled upside down by one of the framers, James Wilson, in the summer of 1787. Then the cursive continued along and abruptly stopped, as if the pages were suddenly missing. So this researcher thought, until she looked at the other papers from the Historical Society's vault in Philly, you know, thought, well, they're lost, but found what was the rest of the draft, and it was called the continuation of the scheme. Do you love that? It was called the continuation of the scheme, and it's one of 21 million The document is one of 21 million in the Historical Society collection, and it was known to scholars, but it wasn't placed with the other drafts. So the they found this, and they're like, wow, the Center for the Study of the American Constitution, that history department that they have at the University of Wisconsin, says this is a rare moment. This is a one-of-a-kind moment that you dream about in finding something like this. I mean, this is national scripture, a piece of our history and what they were thinking to write those words about the scheme. And the researcher who found it said it was difficult to keep her hands from trembling. She's just 30 years old, a lawyer and a founding president of the Constitutional Sources Project. It's a nonprofit that's based in Washington, and their goal is to basically promote an understanding of and access to the Constitution documents. Bravo for that. So she's just like any other researcher. And when she realized, I mean, she said she was just in awe. When she realized what was happening, she was in a reading room and everybody just shut up, because they were stunned at what she was uncovering, these drafts of the Constitution. And I guess the two drafts of the Constitution in Wilson's hand that were separated from his paper so long ago that it was never uncovered. And even in this continuation of the scheme, there were provisions about the executive and judiciary branches, and it completed the draft and then made it a third, and she found a document that was buried in the right place but wasn't taken out by an archivist for any kind of treatment. That is cool. To just think in this day and age you could find something like that. Matt, isn't that crazy that nobody found that? That nobody flipped over, nobody saw that document? I mean, just those words, the continuation of the scheme and laying out the whole thing in cursive, that he was just putting it there. I mean, that's incredible. And this woman, she's just 30. I mean, she's a couple years older than you. This is like, for her, this is like, wow, this is
money
massive.
In the bank.
Money in the bank. I mean, really, seriously, this is like the top thing you could possibly have happen in your career. And here she's running this nonprofit, couldn't get more publicity for it. But I think it's fascinating that she's found that.
Yeah,
it's written long ago.
It's amazing that this wasn't stumbled upon earlier.
Before.
Yeah, because you've heard stories about people finding rare paintings,
yeah,
and works of art and things like that, and artifacts, you know, tucked away in some old storage place, like in a New York City apartment or something like that. But I don't know. In the new millennium, finding something from that old—that's got to be. I don't know. It's probably one of the most rare things I've ever heard.
I know. National Treasure 3. She
there
needs to be
go.
A part of that. And she's really a good-looking woman. I think she's single. We need to have you go and interview her.
There we go.
She's
yes.
a lawyer. She's smart. She uncovered this historical document.
I left my law degree at home, but other than that, I can compete with her.
I think we need to have you go and sit down and have a conversation or two.
Yes. All expenses paid, I'm assuming, right?
That's right, from courtesy
Nothing
of America
but the best
tonight.
From America Tonight, which is what I love.
Which is right. You can ask her all about the continuation of the scheme, and you can plot your own scheme while you're at it.
Ooh.
But how funny. I mean, like I said, the document was one of 21 million in the collection. That's a lot. So that's probably what happens. Somebody goes in there, they're not looking at that. They're looking for whatever specifics they're looking for, something else, some other little piece of whatever in the Constitution. But what a gold mine. What a find. Woo. Coming up, We Can Count. Hang with us.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
We can count on America tonight. We certainly can. The U.S. selected 216 athletes to the Vancouver Olympic Games. How does it shake out? There are 123 men and 93 women on the U.S. team. Many of them were picked up in pre-Olympic training camps, and many of them have been there this week. The Olympics start on February 12th. Do you believe we're already up to the Olympics? There's some interesting people competing this time around. Some of them have familiar faces, like the Flying Tomato. There's the five-time Olympian Casey Puckett, who made the 92, 94, 98, 2002 teams as an alpine skier. He has a shoulder problem, but he's going to compete on the freestyle team and ski cross, so that's cool. And, yeah, so we're headed off to the Olympics. How many medals do you think Team USA will win? There's Bodie Miller and the rest of the ski team. There's Weir, who was talking about wearing fur. There's Ono, who's going to be there, too, doing the skating thing, the speed skating thing. Johnny Weir raised a few eyebrows because he talked about putting some fur on his costume, but it's going to be faux fur. He got death threats from animal rights activists, so he decided he was going to change the costume to something more appropriate so he wouldn't have somebody throw something on him when he was out at the Olympics. All right, here's another one for We Can Count, and this is a pretty good one. The stars are gathering to cover sort of a We Are the World 2 for Haiti. How many? 75. Do you know they cut the original We Are the World 25 years ago? They did it at the Henson Studio, so they went back to the same place. 1985, 25 years ago. Whew. Who were the stars? The Pinks, the Celine Dions, the Natalie Coles, the Jonas Brothers, Kanye West, Tony Bennett, Jennifer Hudson, a whole bunch of folks. Rapper Lil Wayne was on hand. Barbara Streisand was there. And they say, you know, she has that reputation of being the diva. So she recorded her solo part over and over and over and over and over again because she wanted it just perfect. Quincy Jones, who produced the 1985 anthem, announced last week that he planned to redo the song to benefit recovery from the deadly January 12th earthquake in Port-au-Prince. And I bet it'll take off. I don't think that nothing has slipped through the cracks yet as far as any early versions of it. But a lot of people are talking about how much money it'll probably raise, just like the original one did 25 years ago. So it'll be played on the radio, of course, and in record stores and all that good stuff. I think we have some of the stars reacting to pulling this together, don't we, Maddie? If we do, roll that.
One by one, they arrived under tight security. Kanye West flashed a peace sign. Jason Mraz stopped for a fan.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I love your music.
Thank you.
Thank you for stopping.
Music's biggest names gathered at the Jim Henson Studios. It's the same location where music legends gathered back in 1985 in a recording studio with Quincy Jones, singing and harmonizing We Are the World, a song that became an anthem for humanitarian aid in Africa. Twenty-five years later, they're raising money for earthquake victims in Haiti, a new generation remaking the song, but they still have fond memories of the original.
And my favorite part of the song is the bridge, when Michael comes in.
As a kid, I was, you know, watching We Are the World the first time they did it, and for them to have me be a part of it the second time around, it's an honor, it's a pleasure.
I remember really liking Cyndi Lauper, because she was so strong.
Now it's Celine Dion taking on that part.
On my left, Quincy Jones. On my right, the engineer Umberto Gatica. And just on my right shoulder, Mr. Lionel Richie. So I was like, I think I'm in good hands. See, they said, well, this room lies. I was like, okay, I will try that.
It was Kenny Rogers' original harmony with Paul Simon was what I got.
And I stood next to Kanye and Jennifer and Barbara Streisand's behind me, and it's really great. We kind of get a chance to be normal.
All right, so you get the gist of that. Boy, what's going on with Celine Dion? She's like off the charts nutty there at the tail end. The Canadian guys know exactly what I'm talking about. She's one of yours. But yet, you know what? In Vegas, her show, people just died to get those tickets to go see Celine Dion. She couldn't, I mean, she sold the house out. It was tough to get a ticket to that. So she appeals to people, definitely. We can count. We continue. Sadly, we go from that to this. Federal health officials are saying that patients taking this Bristol-Myers Squibb drug for HIV are at risk of a rare but fatal liver disorder. The FDA is saying it's received 42 reports, 42 of them that they know of the disorder since Vidix was approved in 91. Four patients died from bleeding or liver failure after developing the problem. Initially, they said they're keeping the drug on the market because the benefits to the patients outweigh the risks. So even with the numbers, it still made sense to stick with it. So they were willing to do that. How about this one? This is going to really make you hot under the collar. Although maybe we're just sick of the three dreaded letters. By now you know what the three dreaded letters are. AIG. The American International Group has agreed to cut employee bonuses by $20 million, and that's the number, $20 million. And they're going to distribute about $100 million on Wednesday. They say the reductions might not be enough to appease the company critics who don't want to accept the company's argument that it has to honor contracts established before its government bailout. And, you know, the Iowa Senator, Charles Grassley, said AIG is taxpayers over a barrel. That's what it is. That the Obama administration has been outmaneuvered. And the closed-door negotiations just add to, of course, the skepticism that the taxpayers will never, ever, ever, ever get the upper hand, especially with AIG. And their argument is, okay, we imploded in September 2008, and this led to the biggest government bailout because of our the risk. But the contracts were established in December of 2007 and were put in place to keep people from leaving the company and called for bonuses to be paid in regular installments to more than 400 employees in the union that screwed the pooch. The final payment was for $198 million. It was due in mid-March, but was accelerated to Wednesday as part of the agreement to reduce the its size. Here's the deal. AIG is so worried that they're going to have to wear flak jackets to work. So they've been working with the Treasury Special Master. Do you like that title? The Master for Compensation, Kenneth Feinberg, on some kind of a compromise that would allow them to keep its promise in part without offending taxpayers. Yeah, sorry. There's too many people that have been affected by the three dreaded letters. It's much too late for that. We still hear the number that you're going to get 100. We're talking about the final payment is going to be $100 million. That's the deal. The last time AIG paid retention bonuses, it was $168 million. There was such an uproar that some employees got the death threats. Yeah. And it's not good. It's just not good.
That'd be good if the banks gave you some of that bonus.
Oh, yeah, why not? Exactly. For being a good taxpayer, why not? For the years paying into Social Security?
Whenever you need help, the bank doesn't help you out. They don't refund your overdraft fees or
You
out on anything like that. They just keep taking from you. But then they get into trouble, and they get bonuses and extra money and all this money from the government.
Right, and that's the problem. I mean, Matt, that's the problem. You hit it on the head, is we're just sick of it, really. There's no way around it. You know, we had Brian Egolf on the show, the New Mexico state representative, who's getting bipartisan support to move money from the big banks into the community because people are tired of hearing about what's going on with the big banks. They're tired of the big banks making the money in off of the backs of the taxpayers. And it still stems back to that big bailout, and especially AIG. Remember, you can shoot me a note on any of the things we talked about or anything you feel like talking about. All you have to do is go to americatonight.net.
Well, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
I appreciate your understanding. Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it.